We're partnering with NOCD to raise awareness about OCD.
OCD is more than what you see on TV and in the movies. Imagine having unwanted thoughts about your relationship stuck in your head all day, no matter how hard you try to make them go away.
That's relationship OCD. It comes with unrelenting, intrusive images, thoughts, and urges about your partner or loved one.
If you think you may be struggling with relationship OCD, there's hope.
NOCD offers effective, affordable, and convenient OCD therapy. NOCD therapists are trained in exposure response prevention therapy, the gold standard treatment for OCD.
With NOCD, you can do virtual, live, face-to-face video sessions with one of their licensed, specialty-trained therapists. It's affordable, and they accept most major insurance plans.
Breaking the relationship OCD cycle takes effective treatment. To get started with NOCD, go to NOCD.com to book a free 15-minute call.
Hi, I'm Alex.
And I'm Nikki.
Welcome to Swipe Fat.
Where dating's hard.
But dating when you're fat is even harder. Is that how you want to start it?
I'm a little freaked out right now.
Oh, sorry. Well, I didn't think that would freak you out.
Well, no. Now I'm like, did I accidentally like something? You know.
But it doesn't matter.
I know.
Even if you did, because that doesn't mean anything.
So somebody asked me my type.
Oh, and you're showing him.
Well, not even like I was saying. We started talking about icks and things. And so I was like, I was very drunk at this point. I was like, hold on, I'll just show you. And then I pulled up on Swipe Fats because I have a blocked on my own.
Right.
And so I looked at it and now I'm like, did I accidentally like something? I don't know.
Can't you go and look in Swipe Fats likes?
Does that have that on?
It used to back in the day.
Okay.
There was like a way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You could look up what you liked in the past.
Yeah. Likes.
Liking something's kind of hard though. Like you have to tap it twice.
No. Was it just like a, was it like a full moon? Like that I would do that and he would send a message?
Maybe.
What the fuck? He's not the only, like he messaged, but you remember the guy who I used to sleep in, like I used to hang out with and I looped back to him because I liked his bed. He started following me again on Instagram. It's like, what?
This is what I mean. They come out of the fucking woodworks. I also think they come out of the woodworks when they know that we're like over them or moving on or happy.
Yeah.
Any of those.
Oh, man. It just makes, you know what? It gives me regret that I like even looked at his page.
Well, it shouldn't.
I know. But it's just like so
because you feel like you open a Pandora box.
Yeah, I opened up Pandora's box.
Well, you feel like it opened up Pandora's box because now you have this thing where it's like he also messaged you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same day.
Right. You know what would be like better for him if he wanted to like actually do something about anything? Text you. You didn't block him on text, did you?
I think I did.
Okay. Well, maybe you should go and look, unblock him.
And then will text come back up?
Yeah, if they type. Yes.
Okay. Where do I go to my blocked settings? I don't know.
I'm pretty sure they do.
Okay. Okay. We're going. Should we tell the people what happened?
I can Google it. I don't think you will be able to see them.
Oh, and you know what? I deleted his contact, and so I just have a bunch of numbers in here.
Oh, okay. Because definitely if you delete, then everything's just gone.
He might have tried to.
Yeah. I mean, it's possible.
What's a St. Louis zip code or area code?
I think like 3 something.
Mm-hmm.
314. I was right.
314?
Mm-hmm. And 557.
No, none of those are there. So, whatever. It's fine. It's fine. He did like a while ago try to add me on TikTok and I deleted him for like, I didn't accept that request.
Yeah.
I thought that was weird. So, whatever.
I mean, here's the thing.
If I'm not
you
here
feel
for looping.
Okay, that's, but then, if you want to loop, not to start just like to get closure or something.
I have closure. I got closure within myself.
Then I don't say no to that. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I know. I don't think I need any, I'm good.
Or loop if you want to. Like, it's your life.
No, I've actually reflected a lot about that relationship and other relationships. And, like, for a long time, I thought he was the only reason, like, he was an ass. Like, there were bad things, like, a lot of bad things. But I also wasn't the best version of myself in certain things. We had, like, quite a few drunken arguments where I was the drunk one and he was not. I've reflected a lot about that. So,
I mean, takes two to tango, as they say.
It does, but you know, you know, drinking escalates things.
Exactly.
And I think I didn't communicate my feelings right away. Yeah. I held it in for a little while, and then I would just blow up. So
yeah,
not the best way to communicate, but it was also communicating with somebody who didn't communicate, so it was a whole
totally. I think it's also the thing of, like, I don't know, we both, you know, have like things with avoidant and anxious, you know, where like you feel like if you do say something, you're gonna like push them away, or they're not gonna like want you, or they're gonna think you're like not good enough. And I think like so much of that stuff is hard when you're like, you feel like you can't say anything because you're scared.
Or like, I also like, especially, and once it's a public relationship, it's like, well, I'll be embarrassed if this ends, like trying to have to explain it. So there's like a bunch of different.
Yeah. And like, to your friends and to your family. And
So, but no, I'm like, I've looked back a lot on our relationship actually recently. So I think I'm very good with what it is. It's kind of weird that him messaging makes me feel this way, but,
I don't know. Is it though? It's like the last person that you like dated. So
yeah,
I don't think it's that weird.
Yeah. And you just like dropped it so casually, like, because you truly didn't think anything.
I didn't
like,
think
I would think anything of it. But I think it's just such a coincidence of like, it's the perfect storm. I looked up his page to show somebody something.
Right. Well, I guess I didn't know that part. I wouldn't have said anything if I thought it was going to bother you.
No.
I probably just would have deleted it.
I know. Well, it's deleted now.
Because it's not really like worth it.
No. And just a hi. Like, if he wanted to say hi and like write a bunch of things and like tell me some feelings, I could accept those. You know,
but
that's,
I think,
worth
someone
a conversation.
Someone who can't communicate their feelings isn't going to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Even through text, personal experience with that one. You would have to say something. It's like,
it's
is
fine.
It worth
I communicate. I communicated enough for both of us after our relationship ended.
There you go.
So I communicated a lot through text, unfortunately. So, you know, those rage texts are done. We're moving on. This is not how this episode was supposed to be. We were supposed to talk about what I call the 4-date phenomenon. I think it's a thing. Like, it's really hard to get to a 4th date.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about it, and I'm like, Alex, since I've known her, has never been on a 4th date with somebody. I like, in consecutive 4 dates, like, we've had like 3 dates, stop talking to somebody, then do 3 dates again.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was thinking about it. I was in a relationship and I still never did 4 dates since we've been friends.
Yeah, but... They
like,
live here.
No, but like, think about like Brendan. We had Zoom dates, so you wouldn't call those real dates. Like, you know, like, they're not real dates.
However, and to negate this, we were in a pandemic. So yeah, I think a lot of people would consider those real dates.
But on our 3rd in-person date is when I
broke
up with them.
You were over it. I know.
Because you know by the 3rd date if you're interested in pursuing things more. Like the third date is really the deal breaker. I think like it it's a big, very it's a big date.
Delicate time period.
Yeah.
The third date. I feel like telling anyone you're about to go on a third or fourth date is sort of like, don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Like, don't fucking say a word or you're going to break this very delicate string. Okay. But there's like a similar theory going around this. Like, I think you came up with this on your own. I know you did.
Oh, for yeah. I was thinking for some reason. Well, I've been thinking about a fourth date because somebody went on a fourth date. And I really started like thinking a lot about fourth dates for some, like I'm on my like 3 mile walk just thinking about the fourth date.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there's this thing on TikTok making the rounds because, you know, I'm on dating TikTok. Nikki's not on dating TikTok.
No, I'm not. It's
but apparently I'm almost
2 years celibate. And that means I'm extra powerful and don't need to be on dating TikTok. That's all I know.
So I'm on dating TikTok and the thing that's going around right now is this like 333 rule. So after 3 dates you should know if you're like attracted to someone. After 3 weeks you should know if you want to pursue something with someone. And after 3 months you should know if you love someone.
3 months, I mean,
I think it's sort of like, you know, you could fall in love with them.
Okay, could. But like,
the way they say it on the internet is that you're in love with them.
Being in love with, I mean.
I think it's like the whole, like, I'm falling in love with you thing.
That's like puppy dog love at 3 months.
Yeah, because you haven't really gone through. And then I think they say 3 years is like the.
For marriage?
Well, if you've been like, no, it's 3 months. Definitely. Because it's like, that's how, you know, you're like, that's when people start like things start breaking a lot more.
Yeah. But what's 3 years? Marriage. There's no three.
That's
years.
That's not part of this. Well, I'm sorry. Okay. I misspoke.
Three dates, 3 weeks, 3 months.
Yeah.
I mean, I think like, that's so true. 3 dates, you know, like that's, like I said, the make or break, like you have the ick.
I mean, I would argue that people know if they're attracted to someone on the first date, especially men.
No, I think you know if you're
hetero men.
Yeah, I think you know if you're attracted, but it's also like 3 dates, you start getting like, you know, a good portion of the personality.
Yeah.
Like that's you start seeing if like you like this person and you think you could want to be around them a little bit more.
Yeah, I think especially for women, speaking from my own experience. As a heterosexual woman. that I think that we can fall in love with personalities more, like people become more attractive as you know their personality. So yeah, I think for me, I understand where that 3 date thing is coming in. Also, like, I don't know. I feel like too, the third date thing is so precarious because I'm like, I feel like you just want one thing. And so I'm like nervous that like after that is just gonna like break. So it's sort of like I want to be super cautious because if you get what you want, then I'm just gonna be fucked.
Yeah. I did see this one TikTok. It was a podcast and they were talking and she was saying that all of our friends who are in relationships, they've all broken rules. Like in that rule, like, because there's no
everyone
set
has
rules.
No.
So it's like if you have sex with somebody before the third date and then they still like, they want to see you, they're going to see you after the third date.
I don't think there are rules, obviously. Yeah. I've had sex with people on the first date and gone on 3 to 4 to 5, you know, or on the second or third.
Yeah.
You know, obviously I think it doesn't matter. But I think I'm now at a point where I'm like scarred from some that happening to me.
Yeah.
So I'm like, do you actually like me? Can't tell. You seem too into me.
Red flag. You like me too much.
Stop touching me. Why do you like
showing me affection? Yeah. You're not real and you're the red flag.
Mm-hmm. A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. Mm-hmm. Definitely on the recent second date, I was definitely like that. I was like, this is too much.
Don't call me intimidating.
Don't call me intimidating. Why are you holding my hand?
Yeah. Don't like me.
Do you just want to fuck me?
Well, I mean, in your recent experience, that's what it was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that you were just they have to prove you wrong, you know?
Totally.
Well, guard up. I was going to say guilty until proven innocent, but that's not it. It's innocent.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard because there's like hesitancy, but I think it's having been single so long, you're like, mm-hmm. whoa, Nelly.
Slow down. You're not just a fuckboy.
So fast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even though it's a very normal pace, it's like, Jesus.
Which they're is actually far... setting up dates. It's not you like trying to like chase somebody down.
Yeah,
it's different.
I know.
It sounds like it's good for now, you know, for what it is right now.
Yeah. Weird.
I know.
What do I do with that information?
You go on another date.
Go to therapy.
And then go on another date.
Totally. Totally. Well, we'll talk about it more on Patreon.
Okay. But we can confirm you've been on a fourth date.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth date phenomenon. Broken.
Yeah.
Third date. You want to keep seeing him. Maybe it's real.
I don't know.
No, not that's like your scary. not your relationship being real. I'm just saying, like, you know. That, you know, like it is true. I think
it's definitely true that people know after the third date if they want to date you or not, which is why I think most people don't make it past third date, mm-hmm. because people are like, oh, yeah, that's not it's not for me.
I don't want to invest any more time in this.
Yeah. And that's when most of the ghosting happens. I think mm-hmm. the problem is that if you get to the third date and you're ghosting, it's just shitty. And I know you don't agree with me.
No, I think a third date is shitty. Second date, not shitty.
I still think, like, it just depends, I guess, like, what kind of second date you're having.
It's a situation by situation, you know?
Yeah. I think for the most part.
Now, if we have sex on the second date, that's shitty. But if we just have a meh, pretty bad date, like, the second date, and, like, we both know, like, we barely hug on the way out, like, it's
Yeah, like,
fine.
You're not kissing.
It's fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If we haven't touched lips, you're good. If you give me the whole pat pat, I know.
Pat pat.
Yeah. If a guy pats you, like, you know, like you hug and it's a pat, like, you know, right away.
Hmm.
I hate anybody who hugs me and gives me a pat pat, though.
I think the only hard part I will say out of any of this is, like, yes, this all like is so true when it comes to online dating, mm-hmm. but all bets are off when it's like you meet someone in person.
It truly
like it is a whole other ball game. Yeah, like when you're talking about, like, you know, from online dating that someone is somewhat attracted to you already, mm-hmm. And looking to date. We're not sure what kind of dating, as this podcast over the last 3 years has indicated, but you know that this is like, we're on a date. You don't know if it's not a date.
Mm-hmm.
Because I will say, it's been like, I dated people in the past where I was like set up with them or whatever, and it's like, I feel like it takes 3 days to figure out if I'm in the friend zone or not. I'm like, it's hard to tell. Like, I can't, you're flirting but you're not, we're both like kind of flirting, mm-hmm. like, how do we navigate this?
Yeah, I feel like as grown adults, we all haven't, well, that's not all, we don't all have enough friends, but we all have enough friends,
I guess. I don't know.
I don't know, like,
I'm thinking of this one specifically. It was like someone who had just moved here. So it was sort of like,
oh, well, that makes
sense. Do you, I can't tell.
Yeah.
This is, I'm doing this because like my head moves.
She's bobbing. She's bobbing and weaving.
I'm like a little snake. I'm a little slithery snake. I can't figure out. Can't grab them. Anyway. That's what you got? That's my whole thing. I'm just saying that bets are off if you meet someone in person, like let's say you meet them at a coffee shop or something. Mm-hmm. It's like we should hang out. I think like there's some understanding, but there is a gray area where people are just looking to make friends.
Mm.
Like I just went to this like social club. You know, it's like a thing.
Where the charity one, right?
Yeah, the purpose is to make friends,
mm-hmm.
And like network.
Yeah.
Do I think that people could meet at this and fall in love? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
How would they not? But I think there would be some like diciness there where you're like trying to figure out, is this person trying to date me or do they just want to like hang out because we had a little vibe playing pickleball?
I feel like it's how you're like, it's asked. It's like, we should go get coffee. We should get drinks. Can I have your number to set something up?
But I think that can be really friendship-y.
We should hang. Like, I don't know. It feels like so when you're like, I don't know, or it should be as adults when you're being asked out on a date should be more intentional.
I think people aren't doing the intentional thing because we're so scared of being rejected, especially in this day and age, that we don't like say how we feel because we can always just be like, oh my God, you thought I was trying to ask you out. That's no, I wasn't. It was just friend vibes. Oh no.
It's rough out there.
Yeah. And some people in this group had met.
Oh, the group. There. Okay.
So
what's this group?
It's called ACC. It's like a collective and they do different events in Chicago. You like get a membership for the year or the month and you can go to any of the events and they do like tons of cool stuff. So like service, you know, like charity work.
Mm-hmm.
We did pickleball and that was fun because it's just like, you know, casual.
You love pickleball.
I do love pickleball. Literally picked it for the pickleball. I won all three games. I'm just so good. I got paired with this other amazing girl and I was just like, oh my God, dream team. Anyway, not the point of this. So then they also go like they'll go to shows like Hamilton and, you know, they do stuff like that. But they also like the whole point is to be about connection, but also like doing good for the community and also networking.
Okay. And maybe finding a partner, which is part of networking, technically.
Yeah, I was talking to the guy who runs it, and I was like, not that I want to, like, advertise it this way, but, I mean, you do have a lot of men in this group. And I feel like it's really hard to find groups that aren't all women. Like, I feel like a lot of times, like, you go to things like this, and it's all women. Not that that's a problem, but, like, I don't know. It's nice to meet people of different, like, backgrounds and, you know, like diversity, but also like, I don't know, dudes. It's nice to just meet dudes and like dude friends are cool too. I don't know. I was like, I'm not gonna promote it that way, but
it could
if
be.
I saw this, I'd
we're
be
just
like,
we're just promoting it that way here right now.
Well then
that's not how she would be promoting it on her Instagram account.
No. But I was like, I mean, wink. Should we say that? No. It's not for dating. But I mean, if you fall in love, that's great too.
Yeah, if it happens.
Oh, they were all like so cute too. I was like, oh my God, you're all adorable. And like just men in very different like ways too. I was just like, it's so like random. But yeah, that was cool. So you should go. Maybe you could meet your husband. Your wife
do activities. It does say, like, I did see on a TikTok Everything leads to TikTok.
I know.
And it was like where you're most likely to meet your partner based off of, I think it was your Venus. I'm not really sure in the moment.
Really?
But mine, I think it was Venus. I'm not 100% sure which part, but it was like you find, it was like you go off, like your, it was a certain sign. I went in and looked it up on my chart.
Mm-hmm.
And mine was like in the community doing like rec sports and like league things. And I was like, that's my worst nightmare. But
join pickleball.
I don't have any hand-eye coordination.
You don't?
No.
That's a bummer. We're not, you're never going to be on my team.
Yeah, I don't want to be on your, I don't want to go.
Man, I.
And I, because I also hate
losing. I love racket sports.
Yeah. So I have no hand-eye coordination and I hate losing. So it's just not a good combination. I'm not my best self when I am playing things like that.
One of the guys was like, came up to me and he's like, do you play racket sports a lot? And I was like, honestly, I'm not sure what you're trying to like talking about. And he's like tennis or and I was like, oh yeah. And he's like, I could tell you got a good swing. I was pretty impressed with myself.
Okay, well, that's one of your strengths.
Yeah, racket sports. Really good at I'm good at hand-eye coordination, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really bad at catching things.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man.
It's fine. My dog also
has what sports are you good at, then? We've never talked about this before. Band?
I was in color guard and dancing.
Yeah, okay, dancing.
Yeah. In color guard, sports of the arts.
Isn't color guard, you have to throw things in the air?
You do.
Some hand-eye coordination.
Yeah, but that's the only hand-eye coordination I have.
Catching things.
Just that. Not when I'm throwing it up and catching it. If something's coming towards me, no.
Okay.
Yeah. And me trying to go towards somebody else, no. I can putt-putt, sort of.
Oh, maybe you can meet someone golfing. It's a lot of people be doing that.
They do.
About a putt-putt league? They have them here.
Mini putt-putt, yeah. They're on Monday nights.
Mm.
That's rough. Because I wanted to join the league. And it's on a Monday night.
I feel like a lot of dudes would be doing that.
Yeah. So I can do that. But I also am insanely competitive. I'm not great at sports.
Well, I think that you could translate recreation sports into a lot of different things.
I could do other activities.
Yeah, crafting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's recreational.
Yeah. I actually am thinking of signing up for some classes locally. Too.
Like what? Like pottery?
Yeah, I was thinking about pottery. I want to do the rug tufting.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
I feel like you could definitely meet like a Logan Square bro doing the pottery. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So
100% there's some guy out there who's like learning to throw some clay.
Mm-hmm.
You could sit behind him, ghost style.
No, or he could just like look like Seth Rogen in that video you sent me.
Yeah, and, you're welcome.
Thank you.
I was like, maybe she can use this for some inspo. Because she's back on the masturbating.
Well, I haven't in a week and a half, but it's fine.
Maybe you should use that video.
Maybe.
Seth Rogen, like...
He's like...
He was looking like a pottery daddy, that's for sure.
Yeah.
He was like... And the angle, I was like, he had a tool,
like, in a blunt in his mouth. Like, he knew what he was doing. Or,
and the light was coming in just the right way.
And he was, like, making this eye contact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was doing a very, like, TikTok.
It was very sexual.
Yeah, I was like, white boy winner?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It felt pointed.
It did. And
I understand he probably just thought that he looked good, but, like.
Based on all the comments, they felt the same way. the other woman.
It was basically watching that guy chop wood.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But like a woke.
Making a very expensive pottery.
Like, you know, he's going to like cuddle you.
Maybe.
No, I think he would. He definitely seems like a cuddler. Like he'd be like right here.
In the nook? In the nook.
Yeah, that's I'm pretty sure I just found my dinner on me.
Oh.
Well, I put my hand in the nook.
Yeah.
So that's cool. It's hard when you have a shelf.
Yeah, it is.
You know?
That's why I have a dog, because then he comes and he like anything that's left over, he gets. That's like benefits of dogs.
Some salt.
Yeah. I have decided I'm going to actively start doing things that bring me joy, like at night, like more activities, instead of like if I don't have plans with friends or, you know, things, I like just come home and I watch TV.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do some things to bring some other joys into my life, like things that I like to do, like intentionally do them.
Yeah. So that's great.
Mm-hmm. I know. I don't know why it took me so long over the last few years to be like, you should have hobbies besides work. But that's what I'm going to do.
That's great.
I know. Will it lead somewhere? To find somebody? Maybe, but I'm doing it for me, and that's what matters.
And will my fifth date lead me to love? We don't know.
Find out next time.
Find out next week. Or by subscribing to Patreon. I'm kidding. But the Patreon will be more in detail about the dates.
Okay. Yeah, because we are respecting her boundaries and not putting it all out there.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Because what have we learned from the past?
Maybe we shouldn't do that.
Maybe we shouldn't put it all out there, you know?
So quick.
So quick, you know?
Something should just be for you. And also, I think a lot of, too, is like, I think just like growing older, too. I don't need to tell everyone everything about every date.
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone will have like an opinion about something they don't like. And it's like, you're not dating him.
Yeah. And I've done really well not asking her things. I've done really well. Except after the fourth date, I did text her, be like, 2 days later, I was like, I haven't gotten one crumb. I just need one crumb. Give me something. So, and she did. And I was happy with it. So,
well, I'll be crumbling more crumbs.
Crumbling more crumbs on our Patreon. And also, if you are in Chicago and looking to meet friends, even though I did say a second ago, like, we all have enough friends, but that only comes with the opposite sex. You know, we don't need more opposite
also,
sex
Also, I would argue everyone needs more friends who understand what it's like to be fat.
Yes, they do.
That's a different
kind of friends.
Different kind of friends.
We are hosting our annual holiday party. It'll be the third year this year. I'm going to finish telling this, and then I have one thing. I do have a bone to pick with you in a second. Yeah, I just remembered. Okay. It'll be our third one, and it is going to be at Paradise Park. We're going to have, it's like bottomless wine and beer and pizza. Tickets are on our website, swipefatpodcast.com, or you can go to our Instagram to get them. But it's going to be December 20th, and it's going to be so much fun. The first year was insane. We had like 75 people. Most people come by themselves and they leave in a group chat with plans for brunch, like after the new year. So it is a very good party. If you like, you're only going to go to one of our meetups a year. I think this is the one to go to.
Yeah.
Just festive and fun. And you can see my decorations that I work very hard on.
Yeah.
Bone to pick is with me too. We forgot our third anniversary. It's like we're an old married couple and we don't care anymore.
I'm not sure when it is. When is it?
It's the first week of November.
Okay.
Like
I'll remember now.
We're very far off. Yeah.
It's so, been a month.
Yeah. So it popped up, and it's also rude of Instagram and Facebook not to remind us.
To not tell us.
Yeah.
Rude. What?
So, rude. But yeah. But yeah, come to our party. It'll be our third one, and it's so much fun.
Yes.
Okay, we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
Follow along with us on Instagram and TikTok @swipefat.
And if you're not a part of our private Facebook group, join that too.
Just search Swipe Bat Podcast.
And if you love us, make sure you subscribe and leave us a review.